Fort Wayne, Indiana, deals with cultural obstacles every day. The Midwestern city of 250,000 is not only home to the largest Burmese community in America, the U.S. State Department also uses it extensively as a refugee resettlement site. It's home to Bosnians, Darfurians, and Hispanics, among other groups. Min Min Nyan Tin, with the Burmese Advocacy Center, or BAC, says keeping this melting pot from boiling over is a delicate balancing act.
We can adjust, but sometimes people need to take time to adjust in a new place, in a new culture, a new system. So, and you cannot excuse either. You know, if your behavior, it doesn't matter you are American or Burmese or Latin or African.
Nearly all refugees in the Fort Wayne area visit the Refugee Resource Center. BAC and 10 other organizations offer services and classes there in everything from how to clean a home to proper indoor plumbing etiquette to employable skills. New concepts for people who may have lived in rural areas or refugee camps all their lives. Pew Pew A, a Burmese refugee who's lived in the United States for a decade, teaches sewing, but also advises her students on many cultural issues.
The man come three and I see the, hey, you, how are you? Yes, what? And
for example, she explains, it's important to look Americans in the eyes when speaking, as opposed to the Asian custom of looking at the ground. In the adjoining room, students in a computer class overhear the cultural discussion and join in. Instructor Nyan Cao says he also speaks about American culture in his class, repeatedly reminding students of things like not driving a car without a license.
Yes, some of like they drive like really crazy because they never be drive before.
I think they probably like American movie.
Yeah, they watch the movie and like they act like a movie star.
Across town, the Multicultural Council is taking another approach to reducing cultural misunderstandings. MCC Director Irene Paxia grew up in Italy and knows firsthand how language barriers can waste precious time in emergencies. After a car accident, she says she automatically dialed Italy's 118 distress code instead of America's 911.
Just right away, I was brought back to reality how things can be difficult for me as well.
To help reduce these barriers, MCC is working with Fort Wayne's police, fire, and ambulance services, who are first on the scene in emergencies. Council members go door to door distributing special magnetic emergency cards to refugees and immigrant homes. In a crisis, first responders know to look for the card on the refrigerator to learn the victim's language and other important information. A large part of the council's job is also spending personal time in refugee neighborhoods. Because many immigrants are from corrupt countries where authorities can't be trusted, they're often afraid to report crimes in the U.S. Sometimes they're reluctant to take part in important training such as fire safety classes and child identification programs, which guard against abduction. During an MCC meeting, volunteer Lily Carroll and firefighter Jim Marua discuss ways of cutting through those fears.
That's the crucial part as well. The police should also be wearing their uniforms.
Yeah. Initially, I had inspectors come out, educators come out, and they did it in plain clothes first, and then put their uniforms on and came out and said, hey, look, we're the same person. Don't be afraid of us.
MCC members are slowly making inroads. In 2007, after a fire destroyed an apartment complex housing dozens of immigrant families, only one family accepted help from MCC. But in a similar incident this year, most of the families used its services. And the laundromat incident was resolved through some of these programs, too. The company offered a public apology, donated funds for diversity training, and changed its sign to prohibit the action, betel nut spitting, instead of the people. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in Fort Wayne, Indiana.